Once again, this is Jim Rau, your host, Gather the Outcast Radio Ministry. Great to be with you this morning. Great to have you in that listening audience. We come to you each and every Sunday morning, 8:05 a.m. for 55 full minutes. First half of the hour, teaching from God's Word. The last half of the hour, we're going to bring you some great contemporary Christian and gospel music. And so once again, we say welcome, especially if you've tuned in this morning for the very first time. We say welcome to you, and we hope you come back each and every Sunday morning and make this a regular stop on your Sunday morning schedule. And for those of you who have been faithful listeners now for many months and years, we say welcome to you and we thank you. We're grateful for you. Gathered the Outcast is a listener-supported ministry, a radio ministry, and so we invite each and every one of you to participate and partner with this ministry. There's a couple of ways that you can do that. First, I ask you to be a prayer supporter, a prayer intercessor for this ministry, not only the radio ministry, but for other endeavors and aspects of the ministry, and I'll be talking about that here in just a minute. And secondly, we invite you to make a contribution to help pay for this radio airtime and to contribute to keep this broadcast on the air, keep it going into the prison and into this region and across the nations of the earth through the internet. And so we just invite each and every one of you to participate. We ask you to come before the Lord with an offering and come before the Lord and make a sacrifice to further His word and to advance the kingdom of God in the nations of the earth. And so we just invite each and every one of you. And I think if you do that, you'll be blessed. I know you'll be blessed. And each and every penny that you contribute or donate will be taken care of with the utmost sincerity and the utmost care. And so we just invite each and every one of you to participate and partner with this ministry in that way. If you'd like to be on the prayer list, if you'd like to be an intercessor, or just receive email updates of what's going on with this ministry and field reports when we're in the field on mission trips, email me at pureprairie@hotmail.com, pureprairie@hotmail.com. Just give me an email and let me know that you're interested, and I'll put you on the email list, and at strategic times we'll get messages out to you that will strengthen you and encourage you and also just inform you of what's going on with the ministry. And then secondly, pureprairie@hotmail is that email address. And secondly, if you would drop us a line through regular mail, Box 92, Norton, Kansas, and include a check or make a contribution, we would certainly appreciate that, and we would be grateful for that. Again, the address is Box 92, Norton, Kansas, 67654. You can also check us out on the World Wide Web at GatherTheOutcast.com. That's GatherTheOutcast, all one word with S on the end, .com. And we have a great website there with audio downloads and video downloads. We've also got prophetic dreams and visions and teachings on there. It's also, the website is a link to a teaching blog, jimrau.blogspot.com, where we have over 300 teachings now posted on the blog, jimrau.blogspot.com. There's teachings there on gifts of the Holy Spirit, sexual immorality, dreams and visions, and many other subjects that you will find of interest. There's also a PayPal button on the blog and on the internet website that you can conveniently and safely make a contribution with your credit card through PayPal. So consider that, pray about it, come alongside this ministry and make a contribution, come alongside this ministry and pray with us as we are making plans now to go back to Africa for the fourth time on a preaching mission. We're going to be in three countries, Kenya, Uganda, and the Republic of Congo, doing mission work and also preaching crusades. And what's lining up for this summer is just going to be tremendous. It's going to be beyond anything that we've done before. It's going to be very exciting. I'm going to open it up also to take a team with me to Nairobi on part of the leg of the trip. And so if you think you'd be interested in going to Kenya, give me an email, pureprairie@hotmail.com, and let me know you're interested. I'll get you the details of the trip. And we're going to take a team over there. We're going to be preaching a crusade at a university campus, a Christian university there in Nairobi. And we're also going to be speaking at another Christian university and visiting an orphanage and visiting a Christian school. And so there'll be many aspects of the trip that will be very exciting and very fun, and also build and boost the kingdom and encourage the brothers and sisters there in Kenya that are serving the Lord. And you'll be very excited to be there. And we plan to do that in mid-September. And then we'll be going also to Uganda, to Busia province in Uganda, in eastern Uganda, and doing a three-day crusade there with pastor training. And in addition to that, we'll be going to the Congo, back to Goma in the eastern part of the Congo, a city of 1 million people right in the heart of the mineral-rich district of the Congo. And so we're going to be going there and encouraging the brothers and sisters in Christ there. We had pastor training there last year for 350 pastors. And so we plan to do that again this year, have pastor training and a three-day outdoor crusade there in Goma. And so we just praise the Lord for the doors that He's opening. We praise the Lord for the opportunities. And we just pray that you'll come alongside this ministry and help boost this ministry and make a contribution. And if there's any questions you have, just give me an email at purepray@hotmail.com. Or you can contact me through the website, gatheroutcast.com, and ask me any questions. I'll get back to you as quickly as I can. But I'm just very excited to be able to share the news with you about the trip that's coming this summer and fall. And so we're just looking forward to great opportunities and great work to do for the kingdom of God there in Africa. And so pray about that. We need your prayers. We need your contributions, and you will be blessed if you come alongside to support this ministry. Well, we're going to have a teaching this morning, and the teaching is called Intercede for America, and it's going to be a hard-hitting lesson that I'm going to talk about what's happening in the world today in relation to America. And so stay tuned for that. We'll take that up here in just a minute, right after our prayer time. Father God, we thank you for this day. We ask you to bless those out there listening today, Lord. We ask you to touch those who need a touch of your healing, a touch of encouragement, a touch of deliverance. Lord, we pray that you would just touch those who are listening, and no matter where they are, whether in their prison or out there on the farm or in town or across the earth in Africa or wherever they're at, Lord, those that are hearing this message, Lord, that they would receive a blessing from the Holy Spirit, an anointing and a touch, Lord, that they would be lifted, that they would be encouraged, that they would be healed. And we just thank you for your healing power, Lord. We thank you for the provision for this radio airtime, for the contributions. Lord, we pray for more as we start to unfold the plans for the coming year, for the coming summer, the trip that's coming up. We ask you to bless those who are making contributions, Lord. Just multiply their blessing, multiply their contribution. Lord, we pray for this country, for our president, for the Supreme Court, for the army, for the troops that are guarding our freedoms in many places overseas, and those that are in harm's way, especially in Afghanistan and other places. We ask you to be with them. We ask you to be with the troops in Korea. And Lord, we just pray for intercession in that situation in Korea, that you would send your angels to minister to the leaders of North Korea, Lord, that they would be pacified, that, Lord, that they would back down and stop rattling the sabers. And we just pray for cool heads to prevail, Lord, even that these people in Korea would come to know you as Lord and Savior, that they would accept you as their Lord and Savior. So we pray for a resolution of that conflict and a peaceful resolution. And Lord, we thank you again for this radio broadcast. We pray for this city. We ask you to make it a city of refuge, Lord, that the power and presence of the Holy Spirit would be here and that people would come to know you. We pray for strong churches, strong families, leaders of the families, and we ask you to bless them. We pray for all of those again who are listening today, and that they would receive this message with grace and mercy. And we thank you in Jesus' precious holy name. Amen, amen, and amen. Once again, this is Jim Rau, your host, Gather the Outcast Radio Ministry, and I alluded to the fact in the prayer time that We need to pray and be in intercession for the situation that's happening in Korea. And I want you to understand, brothers and sisters, that this is a situation of grave importance. It's of grave concern to the leaders of this nation and also those in Korea who are in harm's way, and in Hawaii and Guam, the western part of the United States. As most of you know, North Korean leaders, Kim Jong-un, has declared that we are at war with them and that he is going to shower these parts of the United States, western United States and Korea, South Korea, with nuclear weapons and nuclear armaments. And so it is a very serious situation, and I believe that it's a sign of the end times. I believe that we're in this situation because of the place that America is in, and it could very easily break out into nuclear war. It could very easily break out into a very, very serious situation. And so the end times are here. Brothers and sisters, I want you to prepare spiritually more than any other way. Prepare physically also. Get some water, get some food stored up. Be prepared because the time of preparation is growing short. The end time is here, and there's nothing to turn it back short of a major revival in this nation and in the nations across the earth. There's apostasy in all the nations across the earth. There's a turning away from God. And Jesus told us of these things, that this would be happening. In Matthew 24, Jesus says that in verse 6, he says, "You will be hearing of wars and rumors of wars. See that you are not frightened, but those things must take place, but that is not yet the end." And so the fact that the sabers are rattling from the leaders of North Korea is not surprising, but what is surprising is just the rabid dialogue, the rabid rhetoric and bellicose rhetoric that is coming from him. It's beyond anything that we've ever heard out of North Korea. And I believe that the insane nature, the insanity of it, is just symbolic and emblematic of the end times, that it confirms what Jesus said, that there will be wars and rumors of war, and see that you are not frightened. And so it is very easy, when you look at the headlines, it's very easy to become frightened. It's very easy to let fear take over and dominate your thinking and just dominate your peace of mind, dominate your life. And God wants to reveal to you his peace through Jesus Christ. He wants you to have peace, and that's not going to be an easy thing to find in this current situation, in the current affairs of the day. But again, Jesus said, "See that you are not frightened, for those things must take place, and that is not yet the end." And so he's saying that these wars and rumors of wars must take place. It's inevitable. It's going to happen. It's going to come. Fortunately for America, most of our wars have been in far-off lands, and we've been involved in many of them in the last 25 years, going back 50 years to Vietnam, and then Iraq a couple of times, and then in Afghanistan, and that war has gone on for about 10 years now. And so we've been involved in many wars, and yet they have been on other people's soil and destroyed other people's lands. And yet now we see that the threat is to America. The threat is to bring war to America. And in this age of modern technology, it's very possible and easily done for people to put missiles or to bring war to this land. And so Jesus said in Matthew 24:7, "For nation will rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and in various places there will be famines and earthquakes. But all of these things are merely the beginning of birth pangs." And so as birth pangs start slow and infrequent, the birth pangs start to increase. The strength of them becomes more intense. The strength of them becomes intense to the point where great strain and great pain is involved in birth pangs. And I believe that's what you're going to see in the days ahead, the wars and rumors of wars, that there's going to be a great intensity and great pain, great struggle involved in all of this. And this is just merely a sign of the end times, that the end times are coming, that Jesus is coming back. And I would ask you at this point, brothers and sisters, do you know Jesus as your Lord and Savior, because with the days that we are faced with, the intensity of the birth pangs, as they become more intense, you're going to need to be on the rock, Jesus Christ. You're going to need to have your feet on the rock of Jesus Christ. And if you don't, you're going to be shook off. If you don't have yourself anchored on something other than this world, if you don't have yourself anchored on something that is stable and immovable, you're going to be shook off, and it's going to be a dreadful, dreadful experience, not only for you, but all the people in this country who are serving and worshiping other idols. Well, of course, we know in the Old Testament, God declared that he had the right to judge nations, just as he has the right to judge individuals, and he has the right to judge nations as nations serve him, as individuals serve him. They will receive the blessings of the Lord, and as they drift away from him and worship other gods and other idols, then God says that I have the right to judge you. I have created you, and therefore I have the right to judge you when you drift away and serve other idols. And many times we quote 2 Chronicles 7:14 as the answer to the problems here in America, and I do believe it is the answer, and I'm going to read that today. There's four different things that God says that you need to do. He says, if my people who are called by my name, that's us, that's Christians, those who believe that Jesus Christ is our Lord and Savior, those who call God, Jehovah God, our God, if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven, I will forgive their sin, and I will heal their land. And so God calls on us as believers to do four things. First, to humble ourselves, in other words, to lay down our cares and our worries and just humble ourselves before God and declare to God, God, you are able to deliver us from this situation. Lord, we believe that you're able. We trust you, Lord, and we are thankful and grateful that you're able to do this. And then secondly, he calls us to pray, and that is go into your inner room. Matthew 6, verse 9, he told the disciples to go into your inner room, close the door, go into your prayer closet and close the door, shut the door behind you, and pray to your Father in heaven, and your Father will hear you, and he will repay you. In other words, the recompense, the payment for your isolating yourself and for praying will be that he will hear you and he will answer your prayers. And so you need to be in prayer for this nation. You need to be in prayer for your children. You need to be in prayer for your city and for your family. And so as you do that, as you lay your prayers out before the Lord, understand that God wants to hear our prayers. He wants to send his angels in response to our prayers. He wants to acknowledge our dependence upon him. He wants to acknowledge that we are dependent on him and that he is our Father and we are his children. That gives God great pleasure to hear from us in prayer. And so if you don't have a regular prayer life, I recommend that you get started today. Set aside time each and every morning or evening, whenever it's convenient and available for you, to get in your prayer closet and pray like you've never prayed before, because your family is depending on it, your city is depending on it, your nation is depending on it. And so God calls us to humble ourselves and pray. And then he says, seek my face. That is, seek the presence of Jesus Christ. Seek the presence of the Lord. Just even to the extent, don't even ask for anything. Just seek his presence. And if you seek his presence, you will just soak in the glory of the Lord. Just soak in the glory of the Lord. I'm reminded of the story of Mary and Martha. And when Jesus met them, Mary was soaking at the presence of Jesus. And Martha said, Lord, tell Mary to get up and get busy doing things. Get busy making preparations for this and that. And Martha was very busy making preparations. I don't know what all she was doing, but she was busy making preparations, and Lord said to Martha, he rebuked her, and he said, Martha, your heart is troubled. You've got your focus on the wrong thing. Mary has the better part. She has the better part because she's just soaking in my presence. She's sitting at my feet, at the feet of the Master. She's sitting there and enjoying my presence. And so he said to her, Mary, you have the better part. And Martha, you are preoccupied with so many things. So God says for us to just soak in his presence, to seek his face, and then from that, turn from our wicked ways. And so it does no good to claim to know the Lord or to claim to serve the Lord, and yet we continue to live in sin. God is a God of judgment. He has commandments that he expects us to keep, and 1 John 2, chapter 2 says that those of us, if we claim to know the Lord and we don't keep his commandments, that the truth is not in us and that we are a liar. And so we need to turn from our wicked ways, and that's one of the problems in America today. People have accepted God's grace, they have accepted his mercy, and yet they have not turned from their wicked ways. They have continued to walk in sin, and even worse than that, they've continued to add to their sin, and they've become very boisterous and belligerent, and they've become very calloused in their approach to God. They think God is going to forgive their sin forever and just overlook it, and that God's grace is going to be poured out on them regardless of how they live. And so we're in our situation today where even in the church, even in the body of Christ, many people are deceived by a false doctrine of grace, greasy grace, I call it. And they're deceived. They believe that they're going to receive the grace of God no matter how they behave and how they act, and no matter whether they repent of their sin or not. And so God is just saying, turn from your wicked ways. And he said, I will forgive your sin when you turn from your wicked ways. Then he says, three things will happen when you do the previous four things that I just spoke of. Three things will happen. He says, I'm going to hear from heaven. In other words, God says, I'm going to hear your prayers. Hebrews 11:6 says, without faith it is impossible to please God. For those that come to him must know that he is, and he is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. Without faith it is impossible to please God. For those that come to him must know that he is. And so when you exercise your little mustard seed measure of faith, when you exercise that little bit of faith, you say to God, God, I know that you're there. For those that come to him must know that he is. I know that you're there, God. I believe you're there. I believe it. Your creation speaks of your existence. I know that you're there. I see you. I see the handiwork of your hands. I see you working in my life. I see you working in the life of my family, my children. I see you working in response to my prayers. And so God says, I'm going to hear your prayers from heaven when you turn from your wicked ways. And when you do not turn from your wicked ways, the converse is true. God says, I don't hear the prayers of the wicked. And so if you're living a life of sin, if you're in an unrepentant lifestyle, and you're living a life of sin, and you're proud of your life, and you don't think you need God, and you don't think you have any reason to repent or turn from your wicked ways, God says, line's busy. I don't hear you. I'm not going to respond to your prayers. And so if you get in a desperate situation and you cry out for God and you don't see anything happen, don't be surprised, because God says, I do not answer the prayers of the wicked. I don't listen to the prayers of the wicked. So God says, when you turn from your wicked ways, I will hear your prayers from heaven, and then I will forgive your sin. God is the forgiver. Jesus Christ died on the cross. He shed his precious blood on the cross so that our sins would be forgiven, and that our illnesses would be healed, that our bodies would be healed. He took the stripes for our healing. He was bruised for our transgression. He was crushed for our iniquities. The chastisement for our peace lies upon him, and by the stripes that he took, we are healed. And so we have healing and we have forgiveness. In a second chapter of Mark, Jesus said, I have the ability to forgive your sins. I have the ability to heal your body. It's all there in my power. It's in the blood of Jesus. And when Jesus shed his blood on the cross and he went to the scourging post and he went and he shed his blood seven ways for us, in the cross, at the cross, and at the whipping post, and the crown of thorns on his head, and the spikes driven through his hands and his feet, and the bloody beating that he took in his face, and the blood that he prayed, that dripped out of him when he prayed in the garden. Seven different ways Jesus shed his blood for us. And it was for our healing. It was for our forgiveness. And God says when he forgives our sin, that he takes our sin, he remembers our transgression no more. As far as the east is from the west, he does not remember our transgression. And so he will forgive our sin. And then last but not least, it says he will heal our land. And the healing that comes, it comes in this way, that God blesses our land, that God blesses us with prosperity, and God blesses us with freedom from our enemies, and God blesses us in the rain that comes on a regular basis. And I think you would agree with me, brothers and sisters, that God has blessed this land of America, a land that was created that all men would be acknowledged as equal here, and that a land that carries money that says on the money, "In God we trust." And so there's many reasons why God has blessed this land. There's many reasons why God has given his hand of blessing and healed our land over the years and saved us from our enemies. And yet at this time, at this juncture in our history, all of that is in jeopardy because of our sinful ways and our not turning from our wicked ways and not crying out to the Lord and not seeking his face. All those things that Solomon was praying about, and that God answered his prayer there in 2 Chronicles 7:14, all those things, God says, if you don't do those things, then the converse is true, and I will not heal your land, I will not hear your prayer from heaven, and I will not forgive your sin. And so we are in a dangerous state of affairs here in America, brothers and sisters. We are at the crossroads, and the enemies are looking at this country as we are weak and we are vulnerable, and we are in a place where our enemies understand that we no longer have the protection, that hedge of protection around us that we once had in this country. And so I invite you to seek the Lord in prayer, intercede against this madman that is in Korea, in North Korea, and intercede for this situation. Spend time in prayer this week. Spend time just acknowledging God for who he is. Seek his presence. Seek his face. And I think it's kind of interesting to note that the very week when the North Korean president started to rattle the sabers and really get bellicose in his language and bellicose in his behavior towards the United States, that very same week, before the Supreme Court of the United States, two different cases were argued that would promote and endorse and open the door to homosexual marriage here in the United States, which, if acknowledged and taken in, would just open the door for all kinds of perversion and all kinds of, well, it actually would destroy any definition of marriage here in the United States as a government-sponsored entity, as a government-sponsored institution. It would completely destroy that if these two cases were ruled upon in the negative way. And so it's very interesting that in the prophetic, in the grand scheme of things, all of this happened at the same time. Well, God wants to bless America. I believe that is his desire. He wants to bless you. He wants to bless your family. And so it all starts with Jesus Christ. If you don't know him as your Lord and Savior, take Jesus into your heart today. Just get down on your knees and say, "Jesus, I want you to come into my heart. I want you to save me. I want to serve you. I want you to be my Lord and Savior." And if you do that, Jesus will be faithful and true to save you. Follow it up with Christian baptism, and God will bless you. And it starts, revival starts in America with each and every person. Revival starts with you and with me. And God wants to bless this nation. He wants to heal our land. And so we need to make a change this day. And we need to ask the Lord to intervene in this situation. Well, I'm going to speak more next week about the blessings and the curses. So stay tuned for that next week. And thank you very much for listening today. God bless you. Have a great week.